story that the Citizen published over the weekend, and I thought we should take it up because, you know, we think every now and then of Senzo Meyiwa and his family and of what their ongoing despair must have been like for the last few years, having their son, their brother shot dead in 2014, having all these promises made about some kind of resolution to his murder, and none of those actually reaching fruition. Now, the Citizen ran what I thought was a new angle on the weekend, because I'd never heard anyone actually speak of this before, but it seems as though, according to them, the National Prosecuting Authority supposedly wants all the witnesses in this case questioned again. And the paper puts forward that the reason for this is the suspicion that the witnesses in the house where Meyiwa was shot and killed in 2014 in Fosluras allegedly lied in their statements. And this is a very, very serious thing indeed, if it's true. And we thought we'd bring the NPA into the conversation. So Pindim Jonondwande, who speaks on behalf of the Gauteng National Prosecuting Authority, is with us. Pindi, thanks for your time. Is it true that you're suspicious about the statements witnesses gave you?
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us. Indeed, the information that is circulating, it is true. It is the view of the NPA that the shooter was inside the house, as the Director of Public Prosecutions has already shared such information with the family members. But we don't want to comment any further on this, because remember that the investigations in this matter are not yet concluded. So we don't want to talk about issues that are under investigation in fear of jeopardizing the successes that the investigation may reveal.
You know, that is a fully understandable statement that you make. But my worry is that, I mean, you cannot proceed unless the police have presented you with some kind of case that you think is winnable as prosecutors. What work do police need to actually do to get to the bottom of this? If you have reason to believe that some of the witnesses or all of the witnesses have lied, what are the police doing to get to the bottom of who's lying and why?
Well, unfortunately, I cannot talk on behalf of the police, but like we said, as the NPA, as it was also published on City Press, that this information that we shared with the families, the NPA, is well known to the police. And as the NPA, we continue playing the role of prosecutorial guidance to the investigations. The matter is currently with the Office of the National Commissioner of Police, and we believe that we share the same goal of delivering justice to the family members of the Meyiwas.
In this article, they say the family blames the NPA for the delay in justice because the SAPS has done everything it can. Is that true?
Well, it is very unfortunate, but fortunately we managed to meet with the family. As we have mentioned also in a statement released on the 26th of October, where we confirmed that the Director of Public Prosecutions in the Gauteng Local Division, the Office of Advocate Andrew Chauke, met with the family members. And obviously it was also to allay their fears, to share the challenges that we are experiencing as the NPA, but most importantly for the family and society to understand, as you have correctly put it just now, to say that we need cases that have prospects of a successful prosecution before we can decide to enroll any matter for accused persons to appear before court.
Pindi, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you for speaking to us. Pindi Mjonondwane, representing the National Prosecuting Authority in Gauteng.